Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our number 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Getter, too, by the way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter by going to @CaptainsAmerica. Now, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All right. I had a couple of people ask me about what caused this thing in Houston, Texas. We have no idea, but I did just see the police chief come on and say that the incident was at the main gate to get in. So it sounds like they may have had a huge crowd swell at the main gate, and that's how this all got started. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. I wouldn't speculate. So.
Yep. Just because of where he said it was, anyway. But anyway, let's go back to the Congress and what they managed to slide through last night, because as of 11:59 p.m., they didn't have the votes.
It's a stupid way to run a government. I mean, it's absolutely stupid that you're having to bribe House members and pledge for this, and we're going to have to learn to trust each other and so forth and so on. It's a stupid way to absolutely run a government, but it's the way things have been going. So now I'm real confused because in looking through this thing last night, what was particularly fascinating was there were several reports that said it is a $550 billion bill. Then some said it was $1 trillion. And then some said it was $1.2 trillion. So I'm confused on that, to be honest with you. I don't know what the distinctions are. I tried to read through some stuff, and I couldn't get to the handle on it at all. So I can't help your listeners on that one.
Let me try to help you out a little bit here. $555 trillion is for the infrastructure. All the rest of it is an add-on for the Democrats' pet projects that's going to cost us an arm and a leg. And you are right when you say that people were bought off and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. That's exactly how they passed this bill.
Well, I don't know who was bought off. I don't know who was. Promise A, B, C, or D, except that the Progressive Caucus, which is by Jayapal, a woman that I cannot stomach, that woman.
Yep, I got you.
Apparently, there's another piece of a bill that's supposed to, I guess, the social infrastructure one, the one that we really don't want.
Right.
It's supposed to happen on, what, November the 14th or something?
15th, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when Pelosi gets back from her other world tour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that at that time, right now the squad is not for that unless they get everything put in there that they want. Because I'm looking right here at a picture of AOC, and the news story talks about it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's the fleecing of America here. That's just where we are.
13 Republicans put this thing over the top.
Well, I'm real disappointed in Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis from New York. You know, she seemed like I guess she's about as conservative as from New York as you can get. Jeff Van Drew was another one. He's the one that switched parties.
Right.
And, you know, I don't care anything about when it comes to our little snot from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger.
Well, you would have expected him to do this, and he might have even brought some other people along with him for all we know.
Well, but, you know, the truth is it kind of comes down to you know, what the Republicans are supposed to be doing in
right.
the House. And but on the other hand, I mean, you know, you had some bipartisan support on this in the Senate already. So, you know, I don't think that there's an issue with, you know, having some infrastructure money that is spent in some legislation. I get all that. But we don't have bills like that anymore that are specifically designed to address one thing. It's got all this other stupidness in it. So I'd like for somebody to really ask this White House if Biden or his legislative team at the White House has actually read the bill. Because I don't know how, or even any of these congresspeople. Because, you know, you can't be a good congressperson
right.
and have not read the bill and had your staff do it.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to cut you off here right now. All right, there we go. Okay, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCove.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, your local Geico office or the website can give you the information you need to help you find the coverage for almost anything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And where you really save the money, ladies and gentlemen, is when you add your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance into the mix. That is where you will save the money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and find out more. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Mary on the line, and Mary, go ahead. I know you had a question for Denise.
I do have a question for Denise. I wanted to talk about the interrelatedness of all this K Street people and the money people. For instance, this Youngkin guy in Virginia that won, Terry McAuliffe would have attacked him because of his connection with Carlyle Group, Youngkin's, that is. But McAuliffe couldn't do that. Why? Because McAuliffe himself owned stock in Carlyle. So that's one interesting thing. The other thing is for Rick Scott had talked about running for governor, anyone running for governor, and his answer was, get this, you have to be able to raise money to run. That's what he said. So it's all about the money. Now, your common person really didn't have a chance of getting an office. So it looks all corrupt.
All right. Unless you were in New Jersey and you were a truck driver running against the long-term president. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I mean, it is corrupt, Mary. Sadly, she's exactly right. It's who you can pull together and who's going to scratch who's back and so forth. So that's precisely right. But that is the game.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when these politicians say something, they actually speak the truth, and we have become so desensitized and so numb to some of this, so we just kind of overlook it and just say, well, that's the way it is. And that's just where we are. You know, it'd be fun if we could have something like the Constitution back in all sectors, but of government and politics, but it's just not going to happen. It is special interest. I don't know if you happen to catch it, but it was announced yesterday by Ron DeSantis that in fact the state of Florida now has more registered Republicans than Democrats.
Yep.
And while that sounds great and wonderful, we can only hope that it is, but the Democrats are not going to pay any financial support to any candidate that would run against DeSantis.
Correct.
So that they've already made a decision that they're not going to challenge Florida. The Democrats are not.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to move on to and put their power and their money into other states. And what they are yet, I don't know. But I would still say that Georgia is still one of their targeted states.
Correct. Now let's go to the line because we've got Elliot patiently waiting. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Denise, I'd like to run this by you right quickly. America is dealing with two super drug cartels, the dozens of cartels that operate at the border. Their real estate called the Plaza have a cocktail of sorts. A pill now that contains fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine is killing Americans left and right. It killed the black actor, host of Drug Inc. China supplies the ingredients necessary to put this in pill form. How deep does China influence run throughout the border? That's the big $100 question. The second super drug cartel is Big Pharma America. I think it's high time that us Americans know what the five or six ingredients loaded in these shots. A well-liked, healthy surgeon received a COVID shot. He went from feeling bad to being not able to get up from sitting or lying down. His colleagues raced to his aid and discovered the shot created a lesion on his spine. Americans are dying from drug cartels at the border and Big Pharma who will not share the ingredients in their shots. Last year, over 72,000 Americans died. FoxNews.com reports that Chinese mafia-style cartels are operating right now in Mexico.
Captain. All right, thank you. Okay, Denise, you ran a lot of stuff out there, but let's try to answer.
Well, let me say it this way, Elliot. United Front is a front operation by the Chinese, and we don't even have a clue here, even in the United States, about the volume of influence / damage that they're doing here in the United States. So it would be impossible to say what that would necessarily be when it comes to all things Mexico. China runs front companies all over the world. They run the Confucius Institutes all over the world, including the United States. So It's almost impossible, Elliot. I'd like to get a handle on what it is here in the United States, and you can't do it. So the one person that I know that keeps very close tabs on all this, by the way, is Marco Rubio. So if you can hunt down some things that, mm-hmm. you know, he puts out, you might get some kind of a clue. As far as Big Pharma is concerned and whatnot, and what's inside these vaccines, well, I don't know what to tell you. I have no idea what to tell you, because some of them, you know, are actually coming from Europe, too. The concoctions, if you will, the ingredients. And, you know, one drug company is helping another drug company
yep.
doing the manufacturing of the label or the lab work or whatever. So that's almost impossible to tell you, too, Elliot, but excellent questions.
Okay, we got one more caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Trish from Tampa. Quick question. With the Durham probe where Danchenko was arrested, is this the proverbial head of the snake of
no.
the Democratic Party in the Brookings Institute?
Okay, thank you. All right. No, I'd say no.
Well, the Brookings Institute, I would say, would be part of an incubation center. Mm-hmm. I think that is where the inventory of people came from or mm-hmm. come from. I have often had very big issues with Strobe Talbot, who is the college roommate from Oxford of Bill Clinton. They've always been very close to the Clintons. And he is the founder of the Brookings Institute. But I don't think it begins and ends at the Brookings Institute. But I think if you kind of go back several years when the first WikiLeaks files cables were dropped, anybody remember that one? And Hillary,
yep.
she was Secretary of State. She had to run all over the world and make apologies because of things that were typed
yep.
that were in those cables. Her entire job was to find the dirt on everybody that she dealt with. So that's her M.O. But mm-hmm. she didn't concoct this whole Russia collusion thing. I think it was Strobe Talbot in Martha Wyeth.
We're going to find out. Okay, here comes the music. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Stay warm. It's going to be a little brisk this weekend. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I see your comment there, Eric. I'll take a look at it in a minute in the chat room. But anyway, it is what it is. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as, I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters, of course, with the Monster Show, Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. on most of these radio stations you're listening to me on right now. That's Armed American Radio, the website armedamericanradio.org. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet with one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan there. And it's just amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan and their slogan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, is paying off, because you just can't beat Moss Nissan when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Clean trade-ins, boy, oh boy, they've got them, and they're commanding a great resale value. So you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. And by the way, that car you've got might be worth a lot more money than what you think. Get it appraised. Find out what it's worth. Heck, if you want to sell it, they'll write you a check right on the spot. And you can get your money and then go from there. Do whatever you want. Buy another car or go on a cruise. But anyway, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, as in active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville. Can't wait. I'll be up there for the grand opening. Looking forward to seeing all my great friends that I've got up there in Brooksville. Now, you can check them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them The captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money. Now, doing a little update here on this Harris County Astroworld Festival debacle, where apparently a stampede of some sort started, a crowd surge, and it apparently started, it looks like, at the front gate from what I'm hearing and seeing. I just saw the police chief speak, and then they pushed in a direct straight line towards the stage, and in the process, some people got knocked down and run over and trampled, which is what happens. Now, eight people have died. The early report from the EMS, firefighters and EMS, were 11 people had CPR in progress as they were taken from the scene, and over two dozen other people were seriously injured. Many others didn't seek medical attention or go to the hospital, and a couple of dozen or so did. Now, this is going to be investigated. This is a bad deal. And apparently some 50,000 people were in attendance. This was a big, big, big screwed-up mess, apparently. I hate to even hear about things like this, but it is what it is, I guess. Well, the U.S. economy added some 531,000 jobs in October, better than was expected. Now, the unemployment rate fell to 4.6%, and economists had been expecting some 400,000 jobs to be added to payrolls and an unemployment rate of about 4.7%, so they did better than projections. Now, enhanced unemployment benefits were ended in September, likely prompting many more people who were out of work during the summer months to go to work. And the government sector contracted during the month. Businesses added 604,000 jobs. Manufacturers added 60,000. And it was a very big month of hiring for the sector in general. By the way, black and white unemployment gap managed to grow in October. The October jobs recovery rate was uneven, contributing to a widening of the racial gap in unemployment. Now, the overall unemployment rate dipped 0.2 of a percentage point to 4.6%. For white Americans, unemployment fell from 4.2% to 4%. The labor force participation rate amongst whites was unchanged from September at 61.5%. And the labor force expanded by 111,000 workers. There you go. Joe Biden, in the meantime, is out there demanding things that aren't going to happen. He wanted his complete package voted on and passed last night. Didn't happen. They only got one. The Build Back Better bill did not come in. They got the infrastructure, and that was it. By the way, the ships, you haven't heard a lot of people talking about the ships. There's 160 ships still waiting outside the port of Los Angeles to come in and unload their goods. This was reported on Friday. Came from Bloomberg. Said the backlog of cargo ships outside the complex, which receives about 40% of the containers from around the world, is likely a main driver in President Biden's supply chain crisis. The supply chain crisis has fueled price increases in nearly every sector of the economy. And that's easy to believe. Now, our energy secretary should have known better than to sit there on national television yesterday and laugh her head off when she was asked about rising gas prices and what the United States could do. Rather than giving an answer right away, she started to laugh. And I don't know about you, but there's nothing funny about this. Nothing funny about this. And she was on MSNBC. Joe Scarborough said, I haven't heard a Democrat this year talk about how groceries cost more, how much more gas pump is costing, the supply chain screwed up, inflation is high, this, that, and the other, and all that. I totally get it. Grantham, the energy secretary, went, ha, 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 that's hilarious. But she couldn't. She said she couldn't do anything. It was all up to OPEC. Are you kidding me? It shouldn't be up to OPEC. It never was, never should be, never could be, never was under Trump. We had energy independence. We don't anymore. Does anybody other than me not remember what the price of gasoline was in your own backyard when Biden was given the oath of office? Hell, it was $1.89 right here where I'm at in Florida. $1.89. It's gone up as high as $3.39, $49, $59 some areas, or a little bit higher. And it's back down again. I saw it yesterday for $3.11, $3.12. And that's because oil dropped off. I told you about that earlier in the week. Now, Grantham's laughter shows that she just doesn't care about how this is affecting the average person. Because even if she has the slightest feelings of conscience at all, she would at least pretend to have a more serious response instead of sitting there and laughing uncontrollably at the high price of gasoline. Not the right thing to do. But hey, that's just me talking. What do I know? Right? And of course, somebody talked about Durham here a little while ago. And the Russian hoax reckoning confirms the collusion. The Durham people are proving the collusion was with Hillary and her people all along. Okay, let me see here. All right, Mary, what's up?
Grantham, isn't that the lady that bought all that stock in electric vehicles?
Sure is. She's got $1 million worth of stock in electric cars.
Well, no wonder she's laughing about gas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yep, Mary paid attention when I talked about that. Grantham does have $1 million worth of stock in the manufacture of electric cars. And actually, it's batteries she's got the money invested in. By the way, the latest indictment in this Durham investigation is showing a trail to the Hillary Clinton campaign. There are going to be other people that are going to be indicted. And we may see it as soon as this week coming up or next week. And of course, the folks on the left don't want you to know what's coming because they're not talking about it. But we are. All right. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for doing that. And this portion of the program, final segment, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That would be Mike Lindell and company. He's got 1,500 proud Americans that work for him up there in the great state of Minnesota. And their products, of course, are for the most part made in America, or all of them assembled in America, because he sometimes gets like the slippers that come in from overseas in Southeast Asia, and then he puts a little fuzzy furry stuff on it and a little bells and whistles and all that on there to make them look pretty or whatever. But it is what it is, and they do a great job. And by the way, looking for something for Christmas? Go over to the MyPillow.com website. MyPillow.com. Go to that website, take a look at all the stuff they've got, and it'll see the prices that are there, and it'll say, with promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Very easy to remember. Captain, that's me. That's the promo code. Now, also on the homepage, you'll see a box logo link for radio listener specials. Click here. Click on that, open it up, there'll be at least two dozen, maybe as many as 30 items in there that you can take a peek at. And again, ridiculously low insane prices. You're going to go, holy smokes, how can he sell it for this? Well, it's because that's the stuff that was being sold in the big box stores for the big markups. And all he's showing you is the markup the big box stores were making off you. Now you can save all that money and get it from the source. So, MyPillow.com is a website. The promo code is always Captain. You can call them if you want. Place an order that way. Talk to a live person by calling 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com on the website. Promo code is always Captain. And the phone number, 800-641-5459. All right, let's see here. All right, we're going to go to the telephone line. We've got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see the people sell us out on this infrastructure? Joe Biden doesn't know anything about construction, okay? He's a disaster. Your gas, probably that Grandall, whatever her name is, what a disaster she is. Hey, African-Americans, you see your gas prices soar and they're just laughing at you. Who's the idiot in New Jersey who voted for a Democrat? Who's the idiot that voted for the Democrat governor over there? Huh? How about that African-American woman, that lieutenant governor? God bless her, huh? I didn't see her splashed across CNN and touting her great victory, okay? Let me tell all you clowns over there that are going to sell us out, build back a better America. You're going to sell us out like Romney and Murkowski and Collins and Mitch McConnell, everybody else. Where's the Republican standing up for conservatives? There isn't one. Okay, you better make sure your senator doesn't vote for this garbage, another Judas selling us out. You know, when Donald Trump won the presidency, I said the first thing he should have known when he closed the door of the White House, his first day is you're surrounded by Judases, okay? And this is what we're surrounded by. Make sure you call your senator and make sure you tell them and your House members we'll never vote for you again. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the way, DeSantis, we're not paying for this crap, so you can sue the government and we'll take it all the way to the Supreme. We're not paying for it because it's a waste of money and it's a boondoggle. In Jesus' name, let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa, and straight and to the point this time. All right, very good, and I appreciate that. Now, remember Biden's bet. With all the policies they got out there, and I think he actually believed this, and this is pretty stupid on his part, but his bet was that the economy would boost the Democrats because the economy was going to do so well under all these things that he cooked up, the green machine, all that crap, and all this other stuff. It didn't happen. Didn't happen. The Democrats have fallen flat, and they are going to get hosed in a manner bewitching someone who deserves something like this. They are just going to absolutely get smashed next year. You can see it coming. The people I'm talking to all around the country, in my travels too, are telling me, that's it. They've had it. Enough of this is enough. They've fallen for it for the last time. Build back better. Now, you want to talk about people laughing? Bring that subject up and they'll start laughing. If it was Donald Trump that said we're going to build back better, they'd believe it. Because they know he's done it. And we were there. And believe it or not, Trump was sitting there. He doesn't have to do anything. His record speaks for itself. So far, all the Democrats have done is made Donald Trump's 4 years in the presidency, want everybody to have four more because of the lifestyle that we were living, the money we had in our pockets, because we weren't spending $3.30 or $40 or $50 or $4 or $5 a gallon on gasoline for openers. And by the way, we had food. There wasn't any shortages. You can go to a restaurant, get a nice meal. Can't do that anymore. You don't even know if they're going to have food on the menu or certainly what it is they're famous for. A lot of places are being relegated to making sandwiches because that's about all they've got. But I digress. And again, everybody goes, well, what's this all about? What are they doing? How are they doing this? How about taking any consideration and getting a copy of and reading Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals? How about doing that? You want to know what they're doing and why they're doing it? That tells you. 13 points, direct and to the point. Point number one. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Point number two. Never go outside the expertise of your people. Point number three. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Number four. Make the enemy live up to their own book of rules. Number five. Ridicule is a man's most potent weapon. Number six. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. Number seven. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Number eight. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Number nine. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Number 10. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. Number 11. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Number 12. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. And number 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And that's what they're doing. Item by item, step by step, hoping that you'll fall for what it is that they're putting out there, that you'll take this hook, line, and sinker, and when they say, well, we have a better way, we can do this, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. You know what the best system is? Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Bill of Rights and see what those words are in there that are so important and see how that applies to your own personal situation today and see how they're misusing it right in front of you. And by they, I mean the progressive left, Democrat, socialist, communist. And you can include all that in one line, because that's what they are. Now, do we have faults on our side? Sure, absolutely. Everybody does. Can we make up for lost time? Yep. Yep. Circle the prize. The prize is taking control of Washington, D.C. again. And get out there and do it. Get out there and do it. And it's possible. It is absolutely, positively possible. Well, another great week of programming during the weekday show. And the weekend show, of course, comes to an end right here. But I will see you on Monday morning at 2 a.m. Eastern Time all across the country. Thanks very much for all the great affiliates we've got, all the great people behind the scenes. Captain's America Third Watch will roll on again Monday morning, 2 a.m. Stay safe. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.